Everything Genetic is a Nantwich-based organisation, and we partner with the world's market-leading laboratories to supply revolutionary genetic tests to healthcare providers and patients for the detection, diagnosis, and treatment planning of cancer, heart disease, and other illnesses. Our vision is to democratise genetic testing for all by being disruptive in the market, expanding the range of genetic testing options available, and more importantly, making genetic testing affordable. Over the last 4 years, we've developed a market-leading portfolio of genetic testing services for a broad range of cancer types and heart conditions. But when the coronavirus pandemic struck, cancer testing and treatments were put on hold. The pandemic clearly impacted our work, like it has everyone initially. Whilst we were focused on cardiac and hereditary cancer services, clearly most of the hospitals were turned into ICU. So a lot of cancer services have been quite widely publicised, were stopped or reduced significantly, and that had a clear impact on our work as well, and the access to consultants and patients and offering our services. So that ground to almost halt. Our organisation went mainly on furlough, to be completely honest, about 12 or so months ago. And we spent a little bit of time about figuring how we can help again bring back cancer services, and also and how we would do that. And part of that was to actually provide our own COVID cancer testing, and that's what we did, and now we're probably one of the larger private providers of COVID testing, specifically for PCR, and we also have a contract with the NHS as well to supply potentially for this third wave as well. Well, we've put together a COVID service ultimately to help. We were providing that free of charge at the start to cancer patients to try. You know, our position, it wasn't offered at the time in the NHS. It was only offered for symptomatic people. But at the time we felt, well, actually, you know, we should be providing a COVID test before someone goes into a hospital for a cancer patient. We felt if their immune systems were suppressed and they didn't have a COVID result, then that was, you know, obviously going to negatively impact on them. So we provided that actually well before the NHS did. And then we've sort of developed our service along with the needs of the businesses. The next step was to try and help businesses to get back safely. So providing a cost-effective service, and we've partnered with the likes of Bupa and other organisations to, you know, we have 240 clinical partners across the country, most of which are also on the government list. Providers, we're the engine behind their service ultimately. To try and get the businesses back up and running and having weekly testing, etc. And that's led on to trying to then get the travel industry going as well. And obviously it's not just us in that part, but we're part of it. We're helping drive it down costs, open up access. Again, you know, we're partnered with a large majority of those of the testers on the government list for travel and general testing and 2 and 8 testing, and we're a piece of that supporting those organisations and clinics and pharmacies around the country. So most of which probably don't realise that it's us that are actually providing that in the background. But we've taken that on every week. We develop our service. We don't sit still and say, you know, this is what it's about. Within the next week or two, we'll also, within that service that you mentioned, we'll also be offering a next day courier service for exactly the same cost as they're using for the Royal Mails. And we're hoping that'll give extra visibility, extra security on the bank holidays, Sundays, etc., to keep improving our service at no extra cost to the public as well. We are a scientific organisation and a distributor as well. We have a lot of connections in hospitals, clinics, consultants, virologists to, you know, laboratories that can and run this. We have, you know, one key partner of a laboratory, and they have their affiliate laboratories as well that they send off samples to help overflow, etc., to putting together a CE mark kit, to UCAS accreditations, all those different elements that you need to provide an accredited service, which we are, to the billing, to the software, to the creation of reports, all of those different elements that it takes to having multiple channels of products and services behind us. To, you know, so if one goes down, we can continue to supply. So that experience, the software, the team, everything around us is has come invaluable for this, really. This is something that we've done for years in providing genetic testing and then working with other accredited groups to provide, for example, the whole genome services that you need for the day two testing to see whether you've got something worse than the Delta variant. We cover all of those areas, and within our team we have to have specialists that really understand each of those pieces, from health and safety to product supply to laboratory services to clinical support, etc. Results delivered when they're supposed to be is key. I think one of the key elements, if people take the time to read the DHSC website, people do, you know, for example, order kits from us 3 weeks before they need the kits, and they do wonder why they don't turn up, but ultimately we can't supply them because we're not allowed. And that does drive some frustration. Ultimately, you know, the day two and day eight tests are there for a reason. They want to test day two when you come back to see whether you've picked something up from your holiday in a specific new variant. And day eight, exactly the same. They want to know whether you've developed it because you've caught something on a flight, and they can appropriately track down these things. So, you know, the quality and of service covers a lot of different elements. Whether the service is you know, picking up at the right sensitivity and specificity of a result and giving you the answer that you expect. Whether the service is giving you false positives because your laboratory are using the wrong cycle number, so basically you're potentially actually picking up something that isn't the virus and saying it's a positive. So there are many elements to it, the courier and the service or the Royal Mail, etc. Whether that, you know, works and they provide a timely manner, and the traceability of their information that's flying around everywhere as well, to the point in which we have to obviously every day work with the DHSE and give them all the data so they know exactly what we're doing as well. So there's a lot that goes on to provide a quality service. Doesn't always work perfectly like anyone, but I think, you know, 99% of the time we can show that it does. One of the fortunate things with everything genetic is that we're able to, because it's not our lab specifically, we work with partner laboratories that have to hit certain criteria with UCAS, so the UK's accreditation, and also have to pass the validation group's data with the reagents and the PCR systems that they use. We can flex to pick out the best ones ultimately, so we're a little bit lucky in that respect. Unlike some of the bigger providers that may have their own lab and their own this and their own that, and they have to swear by their own systems. The team that we work with, Nonicus is the laboratory name, but they also provide that and make their own reagent. So they control that source supply from reagent creation all the way through to the laboratory site service. If you've got a system that in a low prevalence, or a PCR system and reagents in a low prevalence, that without an accurate sensitivity and specificity, you're not likely to pick anything up. You're going to miss a lot of positives. And if you've got a system that has the PCR systems that don't cycle the right amount of times, so they cycle too many times, and that is one of the key issues the UK and the world's had, actually. No one's sat there and said, you want 32 cycles. If you do 32 cycles and less, replicate the nucleic acid that many times, and it's a positive, it's a definite positive. Some countries and some laboratories say, oh, 40 cycles. Well, if theoretically over 35 cycles, there is nothing in there. There's, you know, you're giving a false reading. So we have our own consultant virologist as well, actually, not just the laboratory one, to help guide us and set that criteria. And they work with, you know, national bodies, etc., to make sure that's right. That isn't necessarily governed across the country. And I would like to see that as well, to see that was governed, that all laboratories say a positive as a positive on the same system, the same reagents, the same cycle numbers. That is definitely something that could be looked at. Plenty of evidence to say appropriate screening picks up cancers early. And over the last 10 or so years, we've shown that more and more cancers are getting picked up earlier, and lives have been lengthened because of the screening services in the UK. Not having them in place because people can't travel, or appropriate at-home testing wasn't or isn't there argue they probably are now, which is a positive because we are driving people to having more tests at home than coming out and into clinics. That lack of testing and early diagnosis is definitely going to impact us in 5-10 years time if it isn't already. So as quick as we can get cancer screening services rolling again effectively, and you know, doing what the vaccination program's shown a great ability in this country to vaccinate people early and rapidly and across all the ages, we need to now do that and put all of that effort and emphasis into cancer screening as well, and pick those up over the next few years to try and get us back on track. We're having a third wave. I think we'll have more waves than third waves. We have multiple waves of flu, and that's been around for many years, and the vaccinations have been around for many years, and we have a new wave every year for that. So I don't think this COVID is going to be any different. I think ultimately people have been vaccinated. Great. I think it's showing at the moment. Probably the deaths and the critical illnesses are, to be fair, being kept at a low volume. We had today 12 deaths and within 28 days, it's pretty much nothing. So, you know, we're having a third wave. We'll have a fourth. We'll have a fifth. But whether that puts people into hospital and kills people, etc., is yet to be seen. We don't have that data yet, so we can't take the foot off the gas. I'd like to think this third wave will prove that concept, that the vaccinations are working, and we can get lives back on track. I think one type of testing I would like to see keep happening, and that's not just because we're doing well out of it and we provide lots of them, specifically the travel back into this country. We know that the ability for COVID-19 at the moment with the Delta variant, it can get around much quicker, shall we say, than the original Alpha variant or the Kent variant. I think there's plenty of opportunity for the virus to become much more prevalent and to get around even quicker. And we don't really know what that means in terms of illness in the future as well. So let's see how we go. And hopefully, because we vaccinated well, other countries haven't. And we do need to monitor that. If we're going to open the doors internationally, it's reasonable, especially as we've seen the devastation that, you know, the Delta and other variants have created, or in our industry, really, more so than deaths. We do need to be responsible and make sure that we monitor and sequence that virus as it comes back onto our shores, so we can monitor that and manage it effectively and pick up any potential worse variants. Yeah, you can just go online on www.everythinggeneticltd.co.uk.